This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Involved in the world of agriculture, or those of you who eat, this program, this hour of the program called the American Family Farmer, dedicated to those who are farmers, who are in farming, in some farming pursuit. The American culture and history of farming is our very backbone. Whether you're in the Northeast, the Southeast, the Midwest, the Northwest, the Southwest, whether you're in Hawaii or Alaska, you're affected by so many things, mostly government policy, big businesses that are trying to put you out of business. So this program is aimed at helping you find solutions to the problems that beset you, befall you, if you're in the farming business. But you know what? As a broader concept, it also focuses on the locavore movement. Locavore movement is aimed as the name suggests and implies, at people who want to eat food that's grown locally. I happen to think that it's more important if it's local than whether it's organic or the all-natural things, these labels that we keep talking about and misapplying or misusing because the government has done a nice job of screwing that stuff all up. So what is it that you have for choices in your local area? Well, I'll tell you, if you live near Living Waters Farm, you have lots of choices, and I made a mistake. It's Living Water Farms, not Living Waters. Here to join us for conversation this hour of the American Family Farmers, Mark Schneider, who's a former firefighter turned full-time grower after he helped his in-laws convert their truck farming operation into Living Waters Farm. You know what I find interesting, Mark? There are not a lot of people who call what was done on the farm a truck farm. Whenever I use that with people, they say, huh? What's a truck farm? I've always called produce farms truck farms, and you grew up in this area of the Midwest. They call them truck farms, right?
Absolutely, right. Yeah, we always call them the truck patch, you know, the truck farm operation. Yeah.
Yeah, the truck farm. It's everybody. Now you say truck farm. Wow, what are you talking about? So we're going to follow the pursuit of Mark as someone who sort of lives this, breathes it. This is an alternative. As this program, as many of you know, as the program expands, we add a new station or two every week to our roster. But what we're, for those of you who are new, what we're interested in doing is highlighting a problem that many American family farmers are having in growing the produce and distributing it and feeding the locavores, and how that problem has been solved. So let's fast backward instead of fast forward, Mark, to you becoming a firefighter. Did you grow up in an area? Tell us specifically about the atmosphere in which you grew up. You're not a farm kid.
Right, yeah, you know, and good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me here. I would start off by saying I grew up in a kind of a small farm type operation, and we had a little bit of ground, not much, and a few turkey houses that we raised some poultry, but it was very, very small scale. I basically gave me an opportunity to grow up doing chores and living a little bit of that lifestyle, learning some work ethic and stuff. I didn't really expect to have an opportunity to do anything in the farming field full time. Generally, kind of in our part of the world, you grow up in a big farm family and there's a little bit of opportunity there, or you know, it's a tough field to break into just because of the cost of land and all the upfront costs to get into farming. But I've grown up. I enjoyed the fire service career, and quite frankly, growing up in rural central Illinois, I didn't even realize there was much of an opportunity to do that as a full-time type of job or position.
You mean firefighting or working on the farm?
Firefighting, right. Yeah. Yep. So then got to school down in Champaign and got a little bit more exposed to some of the career departments down in that area, and I really enjoyed it. So worked on a degree in that field and ended up getting hired on full-time by the city of Champaign for the fire department there in about 2005.
All right. So now you're a firefighter. Many firefighters, under the circumstance that you describe or in most general arenas, the firefighter may be on duty for 100 hours a week, but it's 24 hours or 48 hours on and then 24 off and 48 on, and you sleep in and all of that stuff. You do what's necessary to make sure the city or town you're in is protected, but during the course of that, many people start second businesses. Some of them they can do at the firehouse. Some of them they do. There are carpenters. There are plumbers. There are stockbrokers. I can tell you any number of people that I know who are firemen that do all kinds of things. One guy who was the alarm guy for my local fire department started a business and services home fire protection alarms. That's what he does.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, I could see where someone who was a firefighter could also be a farmer. You couldn't be a full-time farmer. You need to be working with somebody else. But does that play into what happened with you and these people, your cousins, Kevin and Denise? Who are these people?
Yeah, no. So Kevin and Denise would be my in-laws, my wife's parents,
right.
And that's exactly how it went down. We would work there at Champaign. We worked a 24-hour shift where we would eat there, sleep there, live there at the fire station for 24 hours on call the entire time, and then when we got off shift, we would be off for 48 hours. And mm-hmm. So my wife's parents and my wife had kind of grown up doing this truck patch farming, selling farmers markets on a small scale, and so we, basically once we were married, we kind of started doing that a little bit as well. There was a local group of farms in our area that started an organization called Stewards of the Land, and it's basically a farming co-op. As that group, we started supplying, aggregated products to some restaurants in Chicago, namely Rick Bayless at Frontera Grill. So we were doing it just on a small scale in the garden and kind of thinking, all right, I've got a couple days off after every shift. How could we do this a little bit more year-round provide a little bit more opportunity here. So.
Yeah. What a great story. Now, you can go online to livingwaterfarms.com. I'm finding it fascinating to read the story of the family and how all of this came together. Mark Schneider is now the president of this farming operation, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? You're sort of the chief cook and bottle washer?
Yeah, I think my business... Right, exactly. I think my business card says, farmer and owner, partner, or whatever. But we do it all, right?
Yeah. All right. So if this is a situation that makes sense to you, listen up as we continue our conversation. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online. We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Hey, guys. Ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry. We've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 810 to 813. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 810 to 95.
17 after the hour, the American Family Farmer, the Good Day American Family Farmer, focusing on the plight, the problems of smaller or medium-sized farms and what these families, for the most part, are doing to save the farm, make something out of it, make something fabulous out of it. And I think if you visit the website for Living Water Farms at livingwaterfarms.com, you can see how this whole thing has played out. So the Kilgus family, your wife's family, and you and members of your extended family are all working on the farm now. Is that really how it's come together?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so there's about a year or so after we built the greenhouse and formally started Living Water Farms as an organization. My brother then joined us as well. He's an accountant, a CPA. So he kind of brought some strength to the financial side of the team and also some day-to-day management with us as well. So he jumped in full-time about the time I ended up leaving the fire department to jump in. Mm-hmm. My wife's family are very involved. The greenhouse is actually located behind their house. So a number of her younger brothers and sisters are still, working there in the greenhouse and helping out. Her sister Brooke kind of runs their office on an everyday basis too. So.
All right. So if I'm to understand, if you go to the website, look at Living Waters Farm, there is a picture of the greenhouse there. Are you still running the truck farm in addition to what goes on in the greenhouse? Because it would seem to make nothing but sense to put all of that stuff together.
Yeah, right. And, honestly, we don't do too much in the truck patch anymore, the truck farm. Most of it is out of the greenhouse just because it's been a full-time focus just to keep that working well and smooth and to grow, keep that operation full and keep everything moved out to customers. So, yeah, we pretty much focus on it. Everything we grow at this point is growing in our greenhouse.
Is it what's in this? By the way, if you didn't get the gist of this from the name Living Waters Farm, this is a hydroponic farm. What we need to do is differentiate between aqua and hydra when it comes to aquaponics versus hydroponics. That's something that's an interesting distinction between the two. You want to spend 30 seconds explaining it?
Sure. Sure. And I'll even throw one more at you. I really consider us a hybrid hydroponic operation.
Really?
When I say a hybrid, we still grow in soil cubes. So most hydroponic growers would grow in an inorganic media like a peat, jiffy or a rock wool cube, coconut core, something like that. So we prefer to use a peat-based, soil-based material. So we're a little bit unique that way, but we do dissolve some nutrients in our water and circulate that through our system like a traditional hydroponic grower.
Yeah.
What hydroponic just means is your nutrients are dissolved in your water.
I'm going to hold you there. Nutrients in the water. That's the interesting distinction. All right, we continue in a matter of moments on the American Family Farmer. So
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day American Family Farmer. We have with us Mark Schneider, who is the president and CEO of Living Water Farms in the Champaign-Urbana area of Illinois. A big family, lots of opportunity, kind of a fun thing. But it had to have also taken a financial commitment here. Somebody had to pay for that greenhouse. So those things are not cheap to put up. I know because I've done a couple of them. What the heck? How did you put all that together?
Yeah, you know, so we used a fairly conventional financing to build the greenhouse initially and kind of get started. Worked with our local bank, and you know, the timing turned out to be just about right. We built the greenhouse in about 2008, right before kind of that credit crunch hit. And frankly, we've been told since, in the next probably 2 or 3 years after everything really tightened up, that we probably wouldn't have been able to get the financing then that we were able to secure initially. But fortunately for us, we beat that. We were already had the building up and were in operation before some of that kind of came down. But there was certainly an investment, and part of that was why I ended up leaving the fire department to jump in full time, is we had put a lot of money into this, to get it started and get it off the ground. And it was struggling a little bit early on. You mentioned those challenges that small farms face, and we had to overcome a number of those. And so we realized that we just needed to put more focus into the greenhouse and into the business than what was really possible to do, kind of as a sideline. So that's why we jumped in and made a go of it as a full time venture.
All right. So you borrow the money. You have land, so you can pledge the land. If I'm guessing that the Kilgus family owned the land outright. That's the most of the older farmers don't have any mortgages, so you can use that to help pay for stuff. At least when you come to building the buildings. Now, the next challenge is to take the money that you either have, you're making, selling the products that you have to expand the markets. So do you go to the bank and say, we need to borrow more money because we got to have more greenhouse space because we have X number of clients and they're paying us X amount? Or they just look at your statement and say, yeah, you guys are doing great, I'll give you some more money. How are you putting all that together?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always nobody always is looking to throw money at you necessarily. So that's always one of the challenges is, you know, to finance growth, right? You know, there's a number of different avenues out there. And, you know, I actually spent 6 months as one of the inaugural fellows of the Good Food Business Accelerator Program located in downtown Chicago. And it's a business accelerator focused on food businesses, local food businesses, and how to promote, scale up, and help grow them. And, you know, through that, I was exposed to a lot of venture capital money. We've not gone that route just because there's a lot of strings attached in that market. But there's a lot of money in that market. Get there too. A lot of people, there's a lot of interest in the local food movement. And so, but one thing that was really helpful to us early on is the USDA has a value added producer grant. And so, if there's any other small farmers out there, definitely take a look at this grant. It's an extremely valuable grant. And we were able to procure a $300,000 grant with the USDA early on in our operation that really helped us kind of scale up, take it to the next level, promote our marketing and develop some promotional materials and really just kind of help build that foundation that we needed to expand off of.
Mm-hmm. So you have a healthy relationship. Will you spend a minute talking about the Good Food Accelerator Project? I wonder if other cities, major cities that have farms in the outskirts are bringing produce in to sell it. I wonder if other cities have the same sort of thing.
Yeah, there may be. I think this is one of the first business accelerators in the country that was focused on the food industry, and particularly when they call it, you know, the Good Food Business Accelerator. So focused on local, sustainable type of operations. And this was put together by familyfarm.org. Jim Slama, who's a real promoter of the small family farm and advocate for that. And this was located at 1871, which is kind of a hub of entrepreneurship and innovation there in downtown Chicago at the Merchandise Mart right off of Wacker Drive area. And basically this accelerator, we met once a week all day, and it really helped us connect us to, I mean, there were a number of different mentors that were involved in the program that would come in and talk to the group on everything from, you know, financing to marketing to, you know, just the whole array of business, you know, kind of needs and just, you know, as well as throughout the course of the program, we developed a really solid business plan, you know, looking at how we could expand and where we could go from kind of where we were. So it was an extremely valuable experience.
Let's hold that thought. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Good Day American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Mark Schneider, who has done a yeoman's job putting together or working with his extended family, his wife's side and his side, to create something at Living Water Farms. Check out livingwaterfarms.com and see what they are doing there. This may be the exact thing that you were looking for. I'm very interested in, as you know, the whole fiber of this program is about helping people come up with ideas to make their farm much better. They are growing specialty greens, and they're distributing these sorts of things around. What else actually are you growing, Mark? Give us the whole... This is, and by the way, when you do this, you've got a year-round, you've got year-round crop, and you have a year-round customers, which sometimes is a problem, obviously, if you have in Illinois and most of the northern climes, you got a 6-7 month growing period if you're outside. How did you decide what you're going to grow, and what are you doing? And obviously the marketplace has told you what it likes. So because you can grow almost anything in this circumstance, anything you can grow outside and grow inside. So how have you decided what to pursue?
Yeah, sure. No, it's, and, you know, like you said, with being that there's a fairly narrow seasonality to being able to grow in the field, that's why we decided to go the route of a greenhouse. And, you know, really there's a lot of trial and error. We grew everything initially from literally growing green beans in the greenhouse to cucumbers, tomatoes, you know, lettuce greens, microgreens, kind of the whole gamut of, you know, we had little melons that we were growing on that. You know, trellis vines in the greenhouse. So we tried everything. Ultimately, at the end of the day, both where we felt the market was going with our particular customer base and what worked well for us was growing, you know, faster turning crops like salad greens. So ultimately, we kind of focused really on everything to do with specialty salad greens, microgreens. You know, we grow a lot of arugula. We grow kale, mustard greens, a few different herbs, but you know, the main herb there is basil, some basil. And but for the most part, yeah, we found our niche to be everything in the greens category, and that's where we focus today. So you know, a lot of the specialty greens, pea tendrils, snow pea shoots, things like that, wheatgrass for juicing, kind of everything in that category is what we try to grow.
All right. So let's talk about your philosophy of growing. You said earlier, as we were defining hydra versus aqua, in the hydroponic growing, nutrients dissolve in the water. Aquaponic, sometimes the nutrients come from the water. I'm reminded of how some things grow. They put fish into some of the aquaponic of situations, right? And then the fish poop is what feeds the new whatever the tomatoes or whatever the heck it is that you're growing, right?
Sure, yep, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, I have in my own bag. I'm a dairy guy, so it doesn't these things. I'm not firsthand connected to, but I know in my area next door to me and up the street to me, I have a couple of truck farms, a couple of produce farms. One of them is organic, one of them is standard. And a fellow that has the standard farm has started growing tomatoes using aquaponics, and he puts them out early. And he starts them in his greenhouse, and then he puts them out once things won't freeze. He puts them in the water, and the tomatoes are terrific. They seem in some ways more pure. I don't know whether, I mean, there seem to be fewer ugly fruits. Is that, because that's what people, now we have this ugly fruit movement, or ugly plant, ugly produce movement. So do you find that using the water to grow makes the plants more perfect? If that's the right way of putting it?
You know, I don't know about necessarily more perfect. I mean, I think the fact that we can control the environment to some extent is probably the biggest factor in being able to optimize the growing conditions. So, you know, even when we're growing through the middle of the winter, you can literally walk into the greenhouse on a day when it's just about 0 degrees and just blowing icy snow, and you walk into the greenhouse and it's warm and humid and the lights are all on and the plants are still growing, you know, like it's, you know, mid, May, you know. So, right. I think the biggest advantage is being able to control the environment. And again, I said to some extent, we can't really replicate what the sun can do even with artificial lighting. So, you know, we like to see the sun even in the winter there. But, yeah, that's probably the biggest factor. And I think for, like, on the tomato side, varietal is a big part of that. So what variety of tomato you're growing is going to have a big impact on, you know, the uniformity of the fruit, how nice it looks. But, yeah, certainly the more you can control the conditions, the more uniform and the nicer-looking product you can end up with, I think, for sure.
So you don't use any chemicals, don't use any pesticides. They don't really need them. If you control the atmosphere, this is no news for people who have the kind of greenhouse circumstances that you do, because you control the environment. It's not going to be buggy in there, and so you're not going to likely need to use some of the things that people who are growing outside have to have, right, or think they have to have.
Right. No, correct. And, you know, we all the air that gets drawn into our greenhouse through our vent door is screened down to the anti-thrip level. So we literally have, insect screening that filters the air coming in, so we eliminate virtually all the insects coming into the greenhouse. I mean, we'll occasionally, they'll come in on somebody's clothes or, you know, find a way in somewhere or another. But, you know, we use only organically approved controls for all of our, you know, insect or disease management inside the greenhouse, allowing us to, you know, call ourselves chemical and pesticide free, which is the type of methodology we employ.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have you expanded to the 170,000 square foot building yet? Are you building it, or are you already?
Yeah, that's underway. That's a project that's in the works right now. We're hoping to maybe be in construction in the spring. And it's interesting you mentioned the dairy farm. We're actually looking at teaming up with a cattle operation. They've got an on-farm biodigester, one of the largest on-farm biodigesters in the country, I believe.
Right.
And they're biodigesting or anaerobic digesting the waste from the cattle there, which results in a tremendous amount of waste heat that's left from the generators that are producing electricity there. So we're looking to team up with them, capture that waste heat from those generators, and use it to heat the greenhouse for very low cost. So yeah, that's kind of in the works right now.
So that sort of flows into your waste not, want not principle, which I want you to explain to us in a moment. What happens to the food that they grow at Living Waters Farms that isn't sold? That story up next here. Doug Steffen at 42 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
All right, here we are at 46 past the hour. A few more minutes with Mark Snyder from Living Waters Farm. You know that I'm a dairy farmer. You know that I'm a broadcaster. You know I have patience for people who are trying to help themselves. I also have a great deal of passion for what's going on in the American family farm community, and thus the whole idea of this program, putting together a lot of information from farms that are successful, maybe some ideas here that will help you keep things alive. There are all kinds of different elements. We all know we live in different circumstances. Imagine that you're a farmer, Mark, up in Alaska, where they're having a drought that's as bad as what we're having here through the Midwest and through the East, and trying to survive in an area where you maybe get 3 to 4 months a year growing. And, you know, you hear this story and think, wow, this is in the major cities in Alaska, like major cities anywhere. They can use exactly what you do. You found a market. There is a market there. So that's sort of not a rhetorical question. It's just a statement. You were talking about using things that were in excess from the dairy farmer. What happens? You've got a waste not, want not principle. So what happens to the food that you grow that you can't sell?
Sure, and that's, you know, you can never predict exactly what your orders are going to be on a weekly basis, so we've always got a little bit extra. We teamed up with an organization called Midwest Food Bank, who is a not-for-profit in our area that aggregates donations in both food and other categories of products that they can then distribute to shelters and kitchens and food banks throughout the Midwest. Everything that we aren't able to use goes to them, and they send it out to a number of different pantries and shelters that they basically told us, you know, it's not a problem for them to get a hold of, you know, a whole truckload of M&Ms that had the shell miscoded or something. So they get that kind of thing all the time. But they said fresh produce is almost never available to them. So when they drop off our fresh greens at pantries and kitchens and places like that, they said the people absolutely love it. So we're happy to be able to have a good place to go with all the extra that we have on a weekly basis.
Yeah. I wonder also about the FFA or 4-H or whatever in your area. Do they embrace the kind of operation? They embrace traditional farms. This is a surviving farm. Are you being lauded, praised, encouraged by people, and are they giving you support to send your youngsters to explain what's going on at the FFA or 4-H or whatever?
Yeah, they do. And actually, we've got our local high school has an actual greenhouse management, kind of a short course in the FFA program, or and it's actually through the high school there. But just about every semester, they'll bring their class out for the greenhouse management class and do a tour of the greenhouse. And we talk about all the intricacies of, you know, humidity management, ventilation, and everything that goes along with operating the greenhouse. So, you know, it's exciting to see young kids being exposed to alternative, you know, farming opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So what other things could you do? We got about actually less than a minute left. Things that you want to do beside expand you in terms of the physical plant. What else do you want to do?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, because one of the things we're working on right now that's really exciting is we're partnering up with other farms in our area to create a new kind of a new, it's actually going to be a new company that's going to be focused on helping solve some of the logistical challenges. So kind of co-selling, co-marketing, co-branding, still keeping the farm identity on the packaging. But, yeah, trying to promote the availability of small farms to get to market. But those are some of the challenges that small farms have, is finding those markets and then getting products there. And so through aggregation and working together, we think we can help solve some of those problems.
Congratulations to Mark Snyder and all the people in the various families putting together and making successful the Living Water Farms, livingwaterfarms.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
After the hour now, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this week's comment. As you know, I'm a dairy guy. I'm not a produce guy. And it happens that much of what we talk about here in the American Family Farmer does focus on the fate, if you will, of the produce people. What a great story we've heard in this hour. But there are other great stories, not as many of them, in the milk area, because of the realities of the economy of scale, if you will. And to sort of hammer that home, I have noticed that the largest milk plant, in fact, the only remaining milk plant, milk processing plant in New York City, is going to lay off 273 workers as the plant goes out of business. October 30th, they go away. Elmhurst Dairy, the last running milk processing plant, is going to cease operations. It's been a symbol. Whenever you go to New York City, you go into a convenience store, you go to a grocery store, what you see is the logo for Elmhurst Dairy. It has been, it's as Apple is the Big Apple is there. Grocery stores, they've been in business for 93 years, but they can't keep it going. A big money loser. Plant is closing because the market for conventional milk is smaller. They operate at a loss, and they can't keep doing that. The farm, under the circumstance, the people running it thought this was the time to close and redo what they're doing at the plant. The company's CEO said the decision follows a lot of years of trying to make the operation profitable in a very difficult market. Very expensive to have the employees that they have, 273 of them. Imagine what the atmosphere is in working in New York City to have some kind of what is a legitimate farm operation in the middle of the city. The fellow who owns it said his family was dedicated to trying to keep the plant open past the years that it was viable, because it was the wishes of the founder and father, Max Schwartz, that future generations of the family continue to run the business. So the family did, but it can't continue without everybody in the family going out of business. So over the next 90 days, all the plant's employees will be laid off, and many of them have been there for 30, 40, some 50 years working in this mill plant. That's what happens when people get into this sort of farming mode. You get into, whether you're in the big city or the small towns, you get into your blood. So you can imagine that people are, they don't even know how to deal with it. Here's a story of a guy who is a second-generation milkman. He worked at the plant with his wife and has been there for the past 4 years after they stopped the milk route. The people that are in there don't know what they're going to do, and that's understanding. They understand, well, you have jobs doing other things. But most of the people who work in these circumstances think it'll go on forever. They don't know the family business. I had to stop doing what I was doing because it's just crazy expensive. And when you get to the last penny, you got to do something. Now, there are people in there who say they pulled a plug out from underneath us. I'm not sure that that's the... I mean, I understand people who are not paying attention, who may not be that well informed or worldly as to what's going on. But this outfit's been running on empty for years. And whether they covered it up and didn't let people know there what their plight was, this is... some people are going down. I noticed the story of one guy who's got a job working at a plant down in North Carolina. The Breyer Farms people were also a part of this. They went bankrupt, what, about 4 years ago, I think. And because of the amount of milk they were supplying to Breyers, the amount that they were able to sell them was cut in half. So that was right. Even if you're losing money on a smaller side of the business, like bottling and distributing in the city, the clients like Breyers would keep everything going. But now that stopped. There'll be something else that'll show up on the property, but are they going to keep produce, you know, in there? Are they going to work in the milk? No, they're not going to do that. So where will the milk come from that goes to New York City? It'll be coming in from New Jersey, coming from upstate New York, coming from Connecticut. And so the term fresh, if you go into a store in New York after this label goes away, and you see somebody saying fresh local milk from local farms, you know that that's a crock, right? That'll be a load. And that's the way these people still are trying, some of these producers are trying to convince people how foolish it is to believe all of that. What a sad story about the Elmhurst area. 59 past the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.